Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible.
Destruction of Jerusalem at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar II, king of Babylon, in the year 586 BCE, shook the Jewish people to their core. The temple burned. Tens of thousands were killed. And Jerusalem, the kingdom's capital for over 400 years, was razed to the ground. Those who survived the horrors of war were driven out on a long, grueling march to Babylon. Many would not survive the journey. At the end of the journey, on the banks of the river Euphrates, a lament of grief and longing bursts out among the exiles. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Also, we wept as we remembered Zion. In the midst of this calamity comes a message of hope from Jerusalem. The prophet Jeremiah urges the exiles to rebuild their lives in Babylon. Build houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. For thus said the Lord, after 70 years in Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you by returning you to this place. Indeed, the Jews embrace Babylonian customs and language, engage in farming and commerce, and acquire wealth and status. As the Jews thrive in Babylon, their ties to the land of Israel grow weaker.
The Babylonian Empire was an ancient Mesopotamian superpower centered in the old city of Babylon. Under the reign of Nebuchadnezzar II, Babylon reached its height of power and influence in the 6th century BC. In 605 BC, Nebuchadnezzar invaded Judah, and during the Battle of Carchemish, he defeated the Egyptian forces. After this victory, Nebuchadnezzar gained control over the region, including Judah. He took some captives from Jerusalem, including Daniel and his friends, who were brought to Babylon to be educated and serve in the king's court. In 597 BC, Nebuchadnezzar returned to Jerusalem and besieged the city again. This time, he deposed King Jehoiakim of Judah and replaced him with Zedekiah, Jehoiakim's uncle, as a puppet king. Nebuchadnezzar took more captives from Jerusalem, including a significant number of nobles, priests, and skilled craftsmen, who were also exiled to Babylon. Between 587 and 586 BC, the final and most devastating attack occurred. It was in response to a rebellion against Babylonian rule by the vassal king, Zedekiah. After a prolonged assault, Nebuchadnezzar's army breached the city walls, and Jerusalem was destroyed. The Temple of Solomon was also razed during the siege. Many of the remaining inhabitants were taken captive, and Judah became a Babylonian province. It was customary for the Babylonians and other ancient empires to deport conquered peoples from various regions to prevent uprisings and to ensure loyalty to the ruling empire. This practice served to relocate populations and assimilate them into the Babylonian society, fostering a diverse and multicultural empire.
How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?
If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill.
Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth, if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy.
In
Jewish identity actually strengthened during the exile. The Jews kept the Sabbath and the laws of the Torah. They formed strong communities that remained separate from those of their non-Jewish neighbors. However, as time went by, the dream of returning to Jerusalem became more and more distant.
The Medes were an ancient Iranian people who lived in the region of Media, located in what is now modern-day northwestern Iran. They were known for their military prowess and strategic importance. The Persians were another ancient Iranian people who lived in the region of Persis, situated in what is now modern-day southwestern Iran. They were also a significant force in the ancient Near East. Cyrus the Great, the king of Persia, led a coalition of Medes and Persians in an effort to overthrow the Babylonian Empire. In 539 BC, the combined Medo-Persian forces successfully captured the city of Babylon. The Book of Daniel in the Hebrew Bible and historical records suggest that the conquest of Babylon was facilitated by diverting the Euphrates River, which flowed through the city. The invaders entered the city through the dried-up riverbed and surprised the Babylonian army during a feast, resulting in the capture and death of the reigning king, Belshazzar. After the fall of Babylon, Cyrus the Great established the Achaemenid Empire, which became one of the most significant and influential empires in ancient history. The Achaemenid Empire extended its rule over vast territories, including parts of modern-day Iran, Iraq, Turkey, Egypt, and more.
My loyal subjects and esteemed advisors, today marks a significant moment in the history of our empire. As I stand here before you, I cannot help but reflect on the journey that has led us to this pivotal point. The conquest of Babylon is not just a tale of military might and strategic brilliance. It is a turning point for the future of our realm. From the very beginning of my reign, it has been my firm belief that true greatness is not measured solely by the expanse of our borders or the wealth of our treasury. No, the mark of a great ruler lies in the compassion and wisdom with which he governs his people. As I look upon this majestic city of Babylon, I see a land rich with culture, history, and diverse peoples who call it home. Among these are the Jews, a people who, through no fault of their own, found themselves exiled from their ancestral lands. They have suffered under foreign rule, their sacred temple in ruins, and their spirits downtrodden. But I, Cyrus the Great, decree that this injustice shall end. No longer shall they dwell in captivity. No longer shall they be estranged from their homeland and their sacred places of worship. I stand here to proclaim that the Jewish people, along with all other exiled peoples, shall have the right to return to their ancestral lands. Let it be known that they are free to rebuild their temples, to restore their traditions, and to find solace once more in the embrace of their homeland. My noble advisors, I call upon you to ensure that this decree is carried out with utmost care and reverence. Let every exiled soul be guided back to their homelands with open arms, and let their sacred places be restored to their former glory. For I believe that it is through tolerance and understanding that our empire will prosper. We shall be known not only for our conquests but also for our benevolence and empathy. Let the world know that the Achaemenid Empire stands for justice and compassion, and that we, under the guidance of Ahura Mazda, will lead by example. In this moment, we forge a legacy that shall endure for generations to come. Let history remember us not only as conquerors of kingdoms but as healers of wounded souls, as restorers of sacred places, and as champions of humanity. This is my decree. Let it be inscribed and sent forth to the far reaches of our empire and beyond, so that all may know the truth of our intentions. So let it be written. So let it be done.
And so the decree went forth. And, among those who heard it, were the grandparents of a girl who would be named Hadassah.